And usually you would be identified with that which you are perceiving. You would go into, it becomes translated into thought, interpreted, judged, compared to this or that. What can I, this tree would look good in my garden, it's called such and such, my Aunt Mary had a similar tree. I wonder when it's going to flower, how old is it? No, you're not really looking. That may have its place for certain things, but if you really want to know the tree, you have to look. And everyone here, it is so simple, has that ability to be alert, to look, and to listen. Without having to be pushed by life into an emergency situation where you have no choice anymore. You just have to be present because you're hanging on by a thread on a cliff wall. Okay, are you going to do it now? Okay. So it sounds to the mind, it doesn't sound important. The most incredible transformation happens if you're able to even perform a little movement without the interference of thinking. And in many of you, this is already happening. And it is, you feel this as peace while you do it. There is a peace in the doing. This is really what it is. So you lift up a glass, or you pour yourself a drink, hopefully not whiskey, or there's nothing wrong with that, but usually as presence emerges, it can easily become obscured again through becoming intoxicated. While you pour the water, there's simply an alert field of presence in which the action happens. To the mind, that is not important, because the mind says, well, come on, I've got other problems in my life than pouring a glass of water in a state of alert presence. And yet, that is the way out of all the ultimately mind-created problems in your life, when this is the emergence of an intelligence that is not conditioned. This is what the whole teaching of Zen points to be utterly and completely here, now, in this moment, and to look and to listen. That is the Zen master. One master of Zen said, when asked, what is Zen? Said, doing one thing at a time. One thing at a time. And then the questioner said, okay, anything else? And then what? After you've done the one thing, what do you do then? Another definition of Zen, which Zen is simply already, I don't really know how alive Zen still is these days, but it was a beautiful emergence when Zen came into being of what is possible, the transformation of human consciousness that is possible. It came through that vehicle that we call Zen. It came through Jesus in other forms. What was the Zen master's definition when asked about what is Zen? What is the essence of Zen? Can please explain it to us? And this master became famous because all he ever did was he would raise his finger and look at you. Please explain to me the meaning of Zen. And some got it.